हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे इज द डे वी हैव ऑल बीन वेटिंग फॉर, जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा। श्री जगन्नाथ स्वामी की। सो वी हैव अ वेरी वंडरफुल स्टवा दैट वाज रिटन बाय श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी about Lord Jagannath, Jagannath Stava. And my dear friend Arjun has memorized it, so I have him recite this Jagannath Stava of Srila Sanatana Goswami.
Sri Jagannath Swami ki.
Yeah.
Sri Jagannath Nilatri, Sri Jagannath Karatnahe, Karuram
Jagannath Swami ki. So the translation is, O Lord Jagannath, O Lord of the universe, O crest jewel of the city of Jagannath Puri, O supreme person whose form is spiritual, although it appears to be made of wood, and whose complexion is like that of a dark rain cloud, O Lord, please be merciful to me. O Lord Jagannath, your lotus eyes have blossomed like wide, your lotus eyes have blossomed wide open, and you appear to be nectar washed up on the shore of the saltwater ocean. O monarch who enjoys multifarious royal pastimes, and whose waist is decorated with pearls, O Lord, please protect me. It says Gutik Odara, here it's translated decorated with pearls, but another translation seems to be more appropriate, is whose belly, Udara, is filled with a special Shaligram Shila, Gutik Odara. O Lord Jagannath, you are pleased by the worship of King Indraduna, and you grant to the devotees the prasad, which appears to be nectar coming from your own lips. O younger brother of Lord Balaram, who earnestly takes care of your sister Subhadra Devi, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Jagannath, with the Rathiyatra journey to Gundicha and festivals, you increase the happiness of the devotees. O decoration of the Rath chariot, O Lord, who is very kind and affectionate to your devotees, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Jagannath, your mind is moistened with kindness to the poor, miserable and miserable, abandoned and destitute, greatly fallen souls. O Lord, the sight of whom, the glorification of whose qualities is ever fresh. O Lord, who is very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So this is a very beautiful Jagannath Stava, a Srila Sanatana Goswami. It is also the disappearance day of Shivananda Sen and Swarup Damodar. So we're going to spend most of the time talking about Rath Yatra. So we'll do the two disappearance day glorifications first. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svaparandiyam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridamyache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dvisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So Sivananda Sen, he was a devotee from Nabadweep. And he had three sons, one of whom was Kavi Karnapur. So, who has written so many beautiful books. And Mahaprabhu, when he moved to Puri, he put Sivananda Sen in charge of bringing all the devotees to Puri. He would make arrangements to pay the tolls and to pay the boat fare. They had to cross many rivers on the way. And he would make arrangements for all the devotees to stay, everything like that. So Mahaprabhu put him in charge of this. One time, although he was actually a Vaidya by caste, medical doctor, Ayurvedic doctor, and one time on the way to Puri, some dog joined the Prikama party. Just like sometimes we're doing Harinam through the streets of Vrindavan, some dog just adopts us and comes along with us, enjoying the chanting. So this dog was always coming with the devotees. So even Sivananda Sen would pay extra to the toll collector and to the boatman. The boatman didn't want to have this dog come, but he would pay extra, so he would accept the dog. In this way, he brought this dog along with him. Somewhere along the way, he was late one day, and when he returned to the party, he found that nobody had given any food to the dog. Nobody had given prasadam to the dog. And though he searched everywhere, he could not find that dog. So he felt very bad. But when they reached Puri, they found that dog was sitting just near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing him scraps of coconut. And he was eating those scraps of coconut. And Mahaprabhu would say, chant Hare Krishna. And the dog, in his own way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Sivananda Sen, he paid his obeisances at the feet of that dog and begged forgiveness to him. And next day that dog was no longer seen, so it was understood that he went back to the spiritual world. Another famous incident of Sivananda Sen is one night he was late in making all the arrangements, fooding and lodging for the devotees. And Nityananda Prabhu was getting very restless and angry. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, I'm so hungry. Where is this Sivananda Sen? I will curse that his three sons will die. Immediately, his wife began to cry. Sivananda Sen's wife began to cry. When Sivananda returned, and he saw his wife was crying, and he found out for her what happened, he said, let Nityananda kill our three sons. That is his mercy. And he came before, if that is his desire, let them all die. Then he came before Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda kicked him. He said, now I know that you've accepted this wretched soul as your servant. Sometimes we're not anxious to get chastised, but chastisement means that the spiritual master, whoever it is, they're taking interest in our well-being, our spiritual life. So he was very happy. He was kicked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This way, every year, Sivananda Sen brought all the devotees, and Mahaprabhu gave him another special task. This Vasudev Datta, he was very liberal and generous. He didn't have much money, but whatever it was, he would give it away. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Sivananda Sen the finance minister of Vasudev Datta's finances. Otherwise he would get everything away. So he became the finance controller of Vasudev Datta. So he was very, very dear to Mahaprabhu. Next disappearance day, of course, is Swarup Damodar Goswami. He's also a friend of Mahaprabhu from Navadvip, and his name was Purushottam Acharya. And he was very close. They were practically never separated. But when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Purushottam Acharya went half mad. And he ran off to, and then Mahaprabhu went to South India. So then Purushottam Acharya ran to Banaras and took sannyas. But he never adopted the dress of a sannyasi. He cut off his sika and gave up his Brahmin thread. And his sannyas guru gave him the name Swarup. Somehow, by his mystic intelligence, he understood that Mahaprabhu had returned to Puri, so he came to Puri. And he met Mahaprabhu, and after that they were never separated. He was like Brihaspati. In studying the Shastras, he was like Brihaspati. And in singing, he was like a Gandharva. Because of his beautiful singing, then Mahaprabhu called him Damodar. So he became known as Swarup Damodar. And he was extremely learned in Bhakti Shastras. In fact, no one could present any poem, book, or any type of work to Mahaprabhu without it passing the test of Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar would see whether there was rasa bas or there was some bhakti siddhanta avirud, something against the principles of bhakti. And he was like a second Mahaprabhu. He knew exactly Mahaprabhu's mood, and he would sing songs to pacify the Lord or enhance the Lord's mood, whatever mood the Lord was in. And he especially liked to sing Chandidas and Kalidas and Vidyapati and Geet Govind. He used to sing all these things for the pleasure of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And he was just like a second Mahaprabhu. He knew exactly the Mahaprabhu's moods, and he sang songs according to his mood. And they lived together in Gambira. And Swarup Damodar, we know he was most dear to Sriman Mahaprabhu. He could understand his moods and enhance his moods. Swarup Damodar ki. So we come to Rath Yatra. So actually, I'm going to spend the major portion describing my experiences at Rath Yatra. But first, the 13th chapter of Madhya Lila describes the ecstatic dancing of Mahaprabhu in Rath Yatra. So we'll describe that. That Mahaprabhu, he divided, originally he divided into four groups, And then he divided those four groups into seven groups of chanters, with tumardungas and a dancer in each one and a lead singer in each one. And he put two in front, two beside, and one in the two in the back, and one other. Somehow there were seven groups. And Mahaprabhu, every group saw that Mahaprabhu is dancing in our group and not any other group. He's bestowing mercy in our group. But King Prataparuda and Sarvabhauma, watching from above, from the king's palace, they could see that Mahaprabhu was dancing in all seven groups. By his mystic power, he was dancing in all the seven groups. And because King Prataparuda could see this, he had already asked Sarvabhauma for an audience with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu said, he's a pound and shillings pence man, so I cannot see him. He refused to see Prataparuda. But he knew that Mahaprabhu was very pleased to him internally. Externally, he was showing that one should be very careful about materialistic people. But internally, he said, because you can see this, Mahaprabhu has already bestowed your mercy, and you will get chance. You will get chance. Don't come in this kingly dress, but you will get chance to serve Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Mahaprabhu would dance, and Prabhupada describes it just like a firebrand. Just like when we describe our experience of Ratiyatra, they have one fellow with this circular chain with chains in between like this. And on three different places, they have some cloth with coconut oil, and they set it on fire. And he spins it around and throws it up in the air, and then some of them catches it. But it looks like a circle of fire. It's only three fires. It looks like a circle of fire. So this is, Prabhupada describes, this is a firebrand. So when Mahaprabhu was dancing, it was just like that. He was dancing like a firebrand. Nobody could understand. And he was dancing in all seven groups. And whenever he would fall to the ground, then the whole earth would shake. And devotees were startled. They didn't know what to do. And Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing in incredible ecstasy. And sometimes he would go in front of the cart and Jagannath would move. And then he would go behind the cart and Jagannath would stop. In this way they were enjoying their transcendental rus. And Mahaprabhu would dance and dance and sometimes go in front and Lord Jagannath would move ahead and sometimes he would stop. And one time, Lord Jagannath stopped completely. And the king brought his mightiest men and they tried to pull. Then finally he brought elephants, great big elephants, and they tried to push the cart, and they were unable. Then Mahaprabhu went with his own men. He put the rope in the hands of his own men, and he personally went behind the cart, and with his head he began to push the cart, and then Lord Jagannath began to move. In this way there was this wonderful pastime. Nobody can understand the ecstasy of Mahaprabhu. And he was singing beautiful prayers to the Lord. Ye komara hara sae vahi varas eva taitra shapas. It is the same moonlit night of shapas. Taitra shapas. Moon. Shapas means full moon. I am the same Radha. You are the same Krishna. But I'm not feeling happy here. I want to go back to the Vaitasi tree on the bank of the river Reva and hear the flute on the fifth note. And nobody can understand. It's like Mahaprabhu was writing cinema songs. But Swarup Damodar, he understood. And Rupa Goswami, he also understood. Later he wrote a very beautiful prayer to explain that this is Mahaprabhu's in Kurukshetra, but he wants to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. This is the whole bhav of Vrindavan. And he used to chant like this, sing these beautiful songs in this mood. And Swarup Damodar used to assist him in so many ways. Finally, they came to a garden where Jagannath was to take his bhog. And Mahaprabhu went to rest in that garden while the bhog ceremony was going on. And while he was resting in the garden, King Prataparudra came in the dress of a Vaishnava. He gave up his kingly dress, just simple cloth. And he bowed down before the Lord and he began to massage his lotus feet. And then he began to recite beautiful verses from Bhagavatam. What is that? Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvajananti nirye burijadajana. Tava katha amritam, that amrit of your katha is the relief. Tava katha amritam tapta jivan. The jivas are suffering, they're burning in this fire of material existence. Tapta jivanam. But your katha amrit is so nice. And buri dajana, you are one who recites the Lord's pastimes. He is the most beneficent person. So Mahaprabhu began to turn over in his rest. And he said, Buri, and he began to repeat, Buri Dajana, you are the most munificent person. And then somehow he embraced Raja Prataparudra. And thus Maharaj Prataparudra was able to get the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it doesn't describe that Mahaprabhu recognized him. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it describes that Mahaprabhu recognized that this was King Prataparudra dressed as a Vaishnava. And he told him that I have only come to Puri for two reasons. One is Sarvabhauma and one is you. Because your devotion and Sarvabhauma's devotion has brought me here to Puri. He specifically mentions that because of you and Sarvabhauma, I have come here to Puri. In this way, Raja Prataparudra got the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. So this way, later the rath continued to Gundicha temple with Mahaprabhu dancing wildly like anything in ecstatic love. So I'm going to describe my experience at Rath Yatra. I've been three or four times. The first time was 1994. I went with my dear friend Pudrik Vijayanidhi. And just so happened that 50 devotees from the Namahatta department from Mayapur had decided to go to Puri and see the original Rath Yatra. Because ordinarily they go to Calcutta. Calcutta this year, although they're celebrating on a small scale, this is the 50th anniversary of Calcutta Rath Yatra. This is the oldest Rath Yatra outside of Puri in India, ISKCON Rath Yatra. This is the 50th year. They're going to have a small scale, but they're going to have celebrate Rath Yatra today. So we had our own kirtan party. And we were in front, because everybody was in front of Lord Jagannath, so we took up our space in front of Balaram. And some of the devotees in Puri had been cultivating the king. So Divya Singh Dev, he managed to arrange that the police put a cordon around our kirtan party so nobody could disturb us. So this was very amazing that we were getting such attention from the king, and this was noticed by the residents of Puri. And 1994 was the first time that it was on TV. Now you can go later and go on the internet and you can see on the Doordarshan or OD Orissa TV. You can see the Rath Yatra going on, although nobody will be there except the pandas. So somehow the Daityapatis, who take care of Lord Jagannath from the time that he gets sick up to the time of Rath Yatra, they were all upset that it was on TV, because they were thinking, because it's on TV, the less people will come, we'll make less money. So they were delaying everything. And in front of the Singhadwara gate, there was all these guys with swords and seals and all dancing around, and the guy with the firebrand dancing around. All these people were dancing around. And the tension was mounting. It was getting late. It wasn't until 3 o'clock that Lord Jagannath finally came out. Or the Didi started coming out. And actually, major part of Rath Yatra is just getting the Didis on the cart. After that, they're on the cart, then the cart moves and everything is over. The main spectacle is just, they call it Pandu Vijay, Pahandi. And from way inside, and they have 20 guys with gongs. Da-da-dun, da-da-dun. They have a different beat for everything. Da-da-dun, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-dun. And they're dancing like this. Da-da-dun, da-da-dun, da-da-da-da-da-dun. Very dramatically. 20 guys with gongs, just imagine. So inside Jagannath Temple somewhere, you can hear it echoing off of the walls. Da-da-dun, da-da-dun, da-da-dun. Now the tension gets greater. And first out comes these people with these, only thing I describe them is like cloth rocket ships on poles, this special Puri type of decorations. They're all dancing around with these different types of, and then somebody comes with umbrellas, these special Puri type of umbrellas. They're all dancing around. Then all of a sudden, the guys with the gongs come. Da-da-dun, 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 da-da-da-da-da-dun. And it gets louder and louder. Then they come through the gate. Then behind them, there's these yak-tailed fans. There's all these people with yak-tailed fans. And they're all shaking like that. Then you know that the Didi is coming. And first comes Lord Baladev. So all of a sudden, Jai Sisi Gaunitai Sisi Krishna Bala Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar. All of a sudden, you know, they have these special mukuts made out of something from the sea. They're white. I call it like a peacock feather. And suddenly, Lord Baladev's mukut peeks through the, because they're rocking him back and forth, and it peeks through the gate. And everyone goes wild. And then they're rocking him like this, and suddenly they push him. And all of a sudden, Lord Baladev appears. Joy, Baladev! You just imagine 100,000 voices chanting, Joy, Baladev! It enters into your very being. Your hair stands on end. It's so amazing, you know? And they're rocking Lord Baladev like this. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that they moved him from one cotton-filled pillow to the next. Maybe in old days, nowadays they don't do it. They just rock like this. And Lord Baladev and Lord Jagannath, they love this rocking. I saw this the first time in the old days. We used to go, there was a Rath Yatra at Mathura Janmastan, because they also have Jagannath Didis there. But very small. So they would bring the Didis out, and they'd have these little tables, and they put them on the table, and then they'd rock them like this. And then they go down the steps to the next landing and they put them on the deities on the table and rock them like, what are they doing? But then I saw it's like that. And they have this wooden post behind Lord Jagannath, lying behind Baladev's head, that's tied with the silken ropes. So they're pulling those silken ropes, and Lord Jagannath is rocking back and forth and back and forth. Then finally he moves forward. As soon as he moves forward, the 100,000 voices shout. It's like Lord Baladev's movement is the lightning, and the thunder is 100,000 voices. Jai Baladev! You know, it's just amazing, you know. And the announcer was going crazy. Here he comes, here comes the Lord of the universe. And he begins to announce, because it's the first time it's on TV, and they're talking about how, and it's the first time we had an organized presence. I mean, many devotees go to Rath Yatra, but this time we had an organized presence, we had organized kirtan, and the TV camera kept zooming in on us. Even far away as people as far away as Bangalore later came to Vrindavan and told me, we saw you at Rath Yatra. You had that yellow, famous yellow chadar. I always used to wear this famous yellow Harinam chadar. We saw you there. And the announcer, there's one announcer there, and I said, what's he saying? He says he's glorifying that the ISKCON kirtan is increasing the prestige of the Puri Rath Yatra. And then he talked about ISKCON for 15 minutes. He was praising ISKCON for 15 minutes. And people were, it was, you know, usually you go to Puri and everybody just sort of looks down at you and makes fun of you and you don't feel welcome at all. But all of a sudden the whole mood was changing. Because of our organized presence there. So they're shaking Lord Baladev like this, and finally they come all around behind the carts, and then they come up, and then there's this ramp that's made of coconut trees sawed in half like this, and they're all lashed together somehow or another and lashed to the rough. So somehow they get Lord Jagannath on that ramp, and they get this big pole behind him with the ropes tied to it, and they're pulling and they're pushing, and he's rocking, and he goes all the way up to the top. In this particular year, 1994, Lord Baladev got to the top, and then somehow or other he leaned way over the side, over the street like that, over the edge of the ramp. Everybody was freaking out. They're pulling like anything. And then they pull him up, and then he went all the way back down to the bottom. And then again they pushed him up and pushed him up. And finally they got him to the top. And then in the middle there's a certain platform where the Didi stayed. And they were pushing the Lord up and he would come down. And they push him up and he would come down. And finally they got him up. Then they have to turn him around. And then a certain thing happens. I call it Lobh Prakash. Because that mukut is very valuable. The Daityapatis, they can sell it to their customers for a lot of money. So all of a sudden, if you blink your eyes, you missed it. Poof! 100 hands just go up and tear that mukut to pieces. Boom! Like a little Lobh Prakash. Boom! If you blinked your eye, you missed it. All of a sudden, the mukut is gone. And then they start decorating Lord Baladev. Then Subhadra, she doesn't like this rocking. So they just bring Subhadra. You hear again the same thing. All the guys with the rocket ships come out dancing. And then the guys with the puri type of umbrellas come. And then you hear the sound, da-da-dan, da-da-dan, from way inside the temple. And then all of a sudden Subhadra, then the guys with the yak-tail fans come. And then the gongs come. And then Subhadra, they just bring her out, are all around the carts, and then run her up on the cart and put her. She doesn't like this rocking. So now Lord Jagannath is coming. The excitement is getting greater and greater. Nobody can wait. So finally everybody goes back inside, and then again from way inside the temple you hear just echoing off the temple walls 20 gongs. Ba-da-dum, 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 ba-da-da-da-da-da-dum. And then the guys with the cloth rockets come out dancing around, and then behind them there's the umbrellas, and then behind them come the gongs. No, behind them come the guys, no, gongs, and behind them the yak-tail fans. Like 20 people with yak-tail fans shaking like this. And then all of a sudden Lord Jagannath's mukut takes a peek through the Simhadwara gate. Now the announcer goes wild. He said, now the Lord of the universe is coming. Some people say he has no hands and feet. Some people has he has no form. But now you can see, here he comes. Here comes Lord Jagannath. He's coming. He's coming. And everybody's getting wild. And suddenly Lord Jagannath, poosh, they push him through the gate. And everyone goes, joy, Jagannath, lakhs and lakhs of voices. All your hair stands on end. The sound goes right into your very being, you know. It's amazing. And then they're rocking and rocking. Again, they had that big pole behind, and they have the silken ropes tied to it. And they're pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing. And every as soon as he moves, it's like the lightning. And the roar of the crowd is like the thunder. You just can't imagine. Lakhs and lakhs of voice. Jai Jagannath. And they shake him. And this time they brought him all around the three carts, all in front of the three carts. And then they put him on the ramp. They didn't have any trouble getting him up the ramp. They got him to the top. And again tried to get him on the where he stands. Bump. 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 Then he stayed up. And they turned him around, and again, 100 hands go, pew, and that mukut disappears. And then they decorate the decorate Lord Jagannath. Meanwhile, all of a sudden, you see this elephant coming through the crowd with a beautiful embroidered, gold embroidered cloth on his back. Now they don't have the elephant because they're afraid with so many lakhs of people there, if the elephant goes crazy, it'll go on CNN all over the world. It'll be a big embarrassment. So now they've ruined the pageantry. They don't bring an elephant anymore. But the king is coming on a beautiful palanquin. It's got a pole like this and a pole in the back and beautiful red velvet with some gold trim and carved, beautiful carved wood. And they're bringing the king. And the king comes down, and first he goes up on Baladev's cart. And then he doesn't actually sweep the road, because in the old days there was no paved roads. It was all mud. Because Ratiyatra means it must rain. If it doesn't rain, it's very inauspicious. Just like today, it looks like it's going to rain for Ratiyatra. They consider it very inauspicious if it doesn't rain for Ratiyatra. But there's a prikama path around the deities, and that's where he sweeps. He takes this broom, just like the regular Indian broom, with this solid gold handle. And he sweeps once around the path, and then he takes a silver bowl with chandan water, and twice he goes around sprinkling chandan water all around the path in front of the deities. And then he goes up and does for for Subhadra, and then he goes up for doing in front of Lord Jagannath. He has this golden handled broom, and he sweeps around one time. Then with the chandan water in the silver bowl, he sprinkles chandan water all around the prikama path like that. Then they... he always turns around to the crowd and goes like this. Because the crowd, they all love the king. So he pays his respects to the crowd. Then he gets back in his palanquin. He goes back to his palace is just down the road, just hardly 500 feet. And then they take off those bamboo, the coconut tree ramps, and they attach these horses. As I recall, all of them are black except for Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is definitely white. Maybe three different colors. And they somehow lash them to the front of the cart. You have these wonderful horses on the front of each cart. Brown, black and white. But Lord Jagannath is white. And everyone else has mares, but Lord Jagannath has stallions. Because you see the ling is painted bright red and fully erect. And then, once everything is ready, they let out the ropes. And that takes the major portion of the time, letting out all the ropes. Getting the lords on the ruts. And Lord Baladev, he goes first, because he's the older brother. Then comes Subhadra, then comes Jagannath. We always do it the other way around, but in Puri, Lord Baladev goes first. And all the carts are built in such a way that the sides are slanting down. They're not straight like we usually make. Now I've seen many Rathiyatras, now they're starting to make them slanted like that. The front's slanted, the sides are slanted. And he's got these 20 guys with the gongs sitting on the front of the carts, standing on the front of the cart. And suddenly, there's this little guy, there's one little guy on the horses. And he gives some sort of a pep talk in Uriya. And then he whips the horses like this. He's got a couple of little flimsy sticks and he whips the horses like that. And there's two guys with big long horns like this. Tweel, tweel, tweel. And then the gongs start going, bam, 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 bam. As soon as the chariot moves, then they play a different beat. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And they're just dancing like this. The platform is slanted, and they're very dramatic. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. And then somehow or other, the carts start to go off to the left a little bit. So then they change, they have a different tune. It's like we have a big microphone on our rus, you know. Ruko, ruko. They don't have any microphones. In the old days, there was no such things. So just by the beat, you know, all of a sudden they change the beat. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. That means I go to the left. There's another beat for going to the right. And everyone starts pulling to the right, and it's going a little too far off course. And then they have a break. There's this huge log cut completely square, maybe 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet, big huge log tied on the front with slip knots. And when they give the signal, the guy pulls the slip knot, the huge, it stretches between the wheels, so that huge log falls on the ground, bump, and the cart runs into it. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like that. Then they start tying it up again. And then the guy is yelling at the crowd. I asked one of the Uriya devotees, what is he saying? He said, what are you, a bunch of women or something? Pull, pull! So then he starts yelling, and after yelling, he starts beating the horses. Then again, tweel, tweel, and then da 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 da. Then the cart starts moving, and we're in front of Baladev. So when Baladevs move, we also move. And somehow I was leading the kirtan practically the whole day. We had this rip-roaring kirtan going on, and there was a couple of Ramanuja sadhus on top of the billboard, on top of the building, and they were just rocking out with the kirtan. Everybody was having a good time. In fact, because they started late, ours was practically the only kirtan party that anybody saw. Because we got way down the road, then Subhadra started moving, then finally Jagannath started moving, and then the sun went down. And in Puri, after the sun goes down, they don't pull the carts. I'll tell that. Because I was praying that it would be a two-day Rath Yatra. Because a couple of years in 1992, Lord Balaram's wheel broke, so it took 2 days to get the carts to. And I was praying for this, so then I realized, as soon as they stopped, then I realized it's going to be a two-day Rath Yatra. I was very happy. So then Lord Balaram, Jagannath just stops right there. And hardly, Jagannath hardly moved 500 feet down the road. So like I said, we had gone way down the road. So practically we were the only kirtan. People were running out of the hotels and coming down. Oh, Din Bandhu! They come from here and there, right about in so many places. So the next day, then they did a bog offering. And they don't offer any rice. But Lord Jagannath on the Rath, they don't offer his regular prasad, Ekadasi prasad. So these guys came down with these big pots, clay pots, and they would come, or wicker pots, wicker baskets. And there's one head priest standing there. Oh, that's right. When the king came down, this was something else. When the king came down, behind the king, there was Kirti Raj. We discovered that Kirti Raj was there, also Rath Yatra for the first time, 1994. And he was with another devotee from France named Premaras, a big, tall devotee. Kirti Raj, if you know him, big, tall devotee. So behind the king, his big, tall devotees were coming. And as soon as we got in front of the carts, one of the big fat Daitapatis, he whips out a 100-rupee note and he tells one of the little guys, go buy these guys soft drinks. So again, it was like, because the king was paying attention to us, people were looking. Because usually, like I said, usually we feel very unwelcome in Puri. But somehow he whipped out a 100-rupee note, go buy them soft drinks. So anyway, they have this one big priest. He's making the offering. They have one guy with a big wicker basket full of tulsi. And they bring up each pot or each basket and they just point it toward the Lord on the cart, and then the priest throws in this huge handful of tulsi, and they point it to the Lord, and that's the offering. Then he takes it and he goes off. And then another guy comes, points it to the, they throw the tulsi, points it toward the Lord, and then he goes off. So the next day, everybody was tired, so I knew they were going to be late. So Pundrik and I, we just took a rickshaw and went down. And already, Lord Jagannath is practically there to Gundicha. I mean, Baladev was already practically there to Gundicha. So then we were, and there was no crowd the second day, because you could easily grab a hold of the rope and pull. The first day is practically impossible. It's a madhouse. And then I discovered another thing. Sometimes I went and they have a police cordon around the carts. And all the carts are different. Lord Lady Subhadra's cart has got 14 wheels, 12 wheels. And Balaram has 14 wheels, and Lord Jagannath has 16 wheels. They're all different. And they're telling me each part of the rath, they have so, they know exactly how many pieces it takes to make the rath, and each piece of the rath has a special name. So many special things. We thought we knew something about Lord Jagannath because we knew the esoteric reason of the appearance of Lord Jagannath. But every day we're finding out something new about Lord Jagannath. And they have drivers. I forgot about that. They have drivers for each cart. They have these big cutouts that they put on the left side of the cart. Of course, Arjun is Subhadra's driver, her husband. Then Daruka is the driver for Jagannath. And somebody named Matali is the driver for Baladev. So they put these big, big, huge wooden cutouts with painted, you know, very beautifully painted. And they're on the side of the cart, so they have their drivers also. We're just scratching the surface of Rath Yatra. So many things. And then I went beside the cart and grabbed onto the rope that's going along, keep people from going underneath the wheels. And then you hear the most amazing thing. When the cart moves, those wheels are just wood against wood. There's no nicely greased gears with ball bearings. It's wood against wood. And it's, when it starts moving, it just makes this sound. Each one making on a different tune. It's like a transcendental pipe organ that's out of tune. And they just, it's just amazing. Your hair standing in when you hear this. You're, especially Lord Jagannath, you're going along in 16 wheels. Like this. The sound is going on. It's amazing. So then somehow that we got Lord Jagannath down to Gundicha, and then they stay in the carts for a couple of days. Everybody, as soon as they get there, before they even put the ramp up, everybody's climbing up on the cart. You touch Lord Jagannath. And, or Baladev or Subhadra. So he stays outside for a couple of days in front of Gundicha. I miss the time, I forget what they call it, when they take the Didis down. Niladri Vijay. But eventually they take the Didis down and put them inside. And just so happened the day before, yesterday was Gundicha Marjana. So we also had our group, because all the Gaudiya Mutts have their group. So we also went down there, but of course, those with white skin, they wouldn't let us in. So I thought, anyway, Lord Jagannath has to go through this entranceway, and nobody's sweeping it. It's all full of dirt and plastic and all kinds of stuff. So at least we'll clean the entranceway. So I told Bhajacharu, who's in charge of everybody, get some brooms and get some baskets. So then we started sweeping the outside entranceway. And everybody was coming up and pulling the brooms out of our hand and taking the basket. We were taking the basket to throw the stuff. And people were taking the baskets out of our hand. And everybody has like two sticks and a little cooler, a little clay cup of water. That's their Gundicha Marjana. But we had great big brooms and we were sweeping all the dust and all the plastic and everything. We made the entranceway completely clean, just like we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was great ecstasy. Anyway, Lord Jagannath goes inside and stays there in Gundicha for some time. And then after the fifth day, Hare Panchami, then finally, Lakshmiji, she realizes, because Lord Jagannath, he took her permission to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't come back. Because Gunicha is considered Vrindavan. So Lakshmiji gets upset. He went there. He doesn't come back. I know he's with this other girl, Radharani, and she's very upset. So she comes with all their servants, and they beat Lord Jagannath's servants. It was very late at night, because the pandas were upset, so they were doing everything late. So it was late at night. I missed the hair punching me. Lakshmiji comes down and scolds all the servants of Lord Jagannath, and they beat them. He said, bring him back right away. Of course, he stays for another few days. So I had planned on staying for the Uttarath, but somehow or other, although you're not supposed to do it, we made a little stage on the road outside of Gundicha. And we were doing a little pandal program. And Jayavataka Maharaj, he was speaking in Bengali, and then I would speak in Hindi. One time the king came, because actually he's a Rajput from Rajasthan. Although in Orissa he speaks Uriya, he's actually a Rajput from Rajasthan. So he was relishing my Hindi lecture there on the Grand Road. And then they did dramas in the evening that were so amazing. Even in the West I didn't see so professionally done. All the musicians were devotees, and they had so many light shows and so many things. They did Jagai and Madai. It was so amazing. And somehow we were blocking up the street, but nobody stopped us. And we went on for a whole week like that. So they had trapped me. The devotees were treating me with so much love. They were making chapatis, because Orissa means rice. But Brijbasis can't live without chapatis. So Gornitai, he was even making chapatis for me. He said, make chapatis for him. So they kept me there for the whole week for the Uttarath. So the Uttarath, I was standing right by the door. And again, they made everything late. And the king was very upset. But they were, because all these villagers, they come, they save up their money, they come for either Rathiyatra or the Uttarath. Especially the Uttarath is for the villagers. And they don't take prasad until the rats move. The villagers have this, they take a vrat, they won't eat until the vrat moves. So everything was going behind and going behind. The king was very upset. And then I was right by the door, and Baladev came out, then Subhadra came out, then Jagannath came out. And I was standing. And Jagannath, he's huge. We make our deity symmetrical. But Jagannath, when you see him, he's much bigger than Balaram. He's huge. He's amazing. And he's perfect. After you've seen the original Jagannath, whenever you see a Jagannath deity, you think, oh, the black is too small, the white is too big. Something is wrong. Jagannath is just perfect. When you see the real Jagannath, he's just perfect. So I was standing right next to the door, and they were bringing Jagannath out. And then suddenly, I got a profile view of Jagannath. We make our Jagannath very angular, like that. But I saw Lord Jagannath from profile view, and his nose came down and went, boop. It's round. His nose is rounded, and it comes down and boop, just turns up like that. And I was seeing for the first time, because sometimes, because Lord Jagannath is a little strange. You have some funny things in your mind, but I saw this is Shyam Sundar. His nose came down, boop, like that. This is Shyam Sundar. And then, it was raining, and there was all this orange mud in front of Gunicha, and everybody was jumping in the mud, and all our dhotis were ruined. They became orange, and they became completely ruined. Then we did the Uttarath, also took 2 days. It's like I said, Baladeva goes first then Subhadra. So I was by Jagannath's cart. And he wasn't moving, and he wasn't moving. I kept looking ahead, and Subhadra wasn't moving. Then why doesn't Subhadra move? Then I saw this Puri electric board truck going down the Grand Road. I said, what is a truck, Puri electric board truck, doing on the Grand Road in the middle of Rath Yatra? Then I understood. Subhadra ran into electric pole, so they couldn't move her cart. So I ran up to Subhadra, and sure enough, they were. They had to, these big high tension wires they had to cut. First they were trying to undo them, but because of the sea air, all the bolts had completely rusted and were corroded. They couldn't, so finally they just went bam! They just smashed the ceramic thing like that. Bing! Wires were flying all over the place, and they dug out the pole and pushed it to the side because. Somewhere halfway, not exactly halfway, but there's a turn on the Grand Road. So somehow they couldn't make Lady Subhadra make the turn proper. So she was in front, her side was pushing in front of the pole. So they dug out the pole, knocked it over, and then they moved Subhadra. Then Jagannath came. And then there's all these little wooden shops, you know, sitting on the four legs. And Lord Jagannath came and they couldn't make him turn either. So all those shops were in the way. So then the police just came, put ropes around the shops and were pulling them over backwards. Bam, 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 like that. The shopkeepers were crying. And then they pulled Lord Jagannath. Then Lord Jagannath came. So anyway, this was my experience of Rath Yatra. One time in your lifetime you have to see, especially if there's an organized, when there's an organized Rath Yatra is ecstatic, but when there's organized ISKCON presence, organized ISKCON kirtan is super ecstatic. I realized why Jagannath never let me go, because one year I had my ticket, I was ready to go, and day before I got malaria. So the next year I went, and it was organized ISKCON presence, organized ISKCON kirtan, and I realized why Lord Jagannath didn't let me go that year. He kept me for this year when there was a nice time. Jagannath Swami ki! Ah!